According to Cornell researchers, the black bear population is growing in parts of New York State. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, scientists are continuing to track the black bear numbers and hope to get some help from the public going forward.
Black bears are encountering humans in upstate New York now more than ever, according to Cornell doctoral student Catherine Sun. She says research published earlier this year shows bear populations expanding from traditional ranges in the southern tier.
Into the future, we might expect bear ranges to continue moving northwards if we don't continue to implement management.
Hundreds of years ago, when upstate New York was heavily forested, bears were everywhere. But their population fell after Europeans settled. Their numbers began climbing again in the early 20th century when the state began regulating hunting. Angela Fuller, a Cornell professor also working on the study, says recent research shows bears don't need that forest environment anymore to survive.
Bears are really using a diversity of land cover types, and that suggests that there are possible lack of constraints for black bears moving northward.
Sun and Fuller studied bears in the western part of the southern tier, snagging bear hair caught in a 40-square-mile barbed wire corral. Now they're looking for citizen scientists to add to the data. A website called I See Mammals asks for eyewitness reports of black bears from hikers, hunters, and naturalists, as well as pictures from trail cameras. And to make things easier, there's an app called I See Mammals.
We're hoping that with both the website and the app, we're able to collect data, not just presence information about where people see bears, but also where they don't see bears.
Currently, there are between 6,000 and 8,000 black bears in New York State, more than half in the Adirondacks. The rest spread out from the Catskills to the Allegheny Mountain ranges. Those are the ones that are on the move. Fuller says this information will go a long way to help the state deal with a shifting bear population.
The research that we conducted allowed us to provide some information to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation that will allow them to integrate it into their black bear management plan to effectively manage the bear population into the future.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.